The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon, greetings, welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Have a wonderful 4th of July. We're finishing out the last Friday before the 4th. And have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful 4-day weekend. I'm going to begin with, I talk about dynasties. And they're important. Here's the definition of a dynasty. A succession of rulers from the same family or line. A succession. Generally, a principle is once these dynasties, these lines, these families are in power, very seldom do they ever lose that power unless they die out, unless the lineage actually dies out. A second meaning, a family, a group, or group that maintains power for several generations, like forever. A political dynasty that controls the state. Political dynasties that control the state. This is what we have in America. Political dynasties. Living in Las Vegas in 2006, there was an article in one of the Las Vegas papers. In Las Vegas, of all places, the mayor, his son becomes mayor. All these political positions stay in the family. From grandfather, great-grandfather, to father, to son, they found where the power is. Not only that, they find where the wealth is. They become very powerful. And what happens is eventually, grandpa and great-grandpa, they die off, but the son is still there, or the daughter. A family or group that maintains power for several generations. A political dynasty controlling the state. The Bush family. The Scherfs. George H.W. Scherf Bush Sr. Not the son of Prescott Bush. A German. Born in Germany. Becomes the 41st president. His political dynasty begins. But the dynasty began actually with Scherf's father in Germany, part of the Nazi regime. Then you have the Rockefellers, and I discuss these things all the time. Now, yesterday I was talking about one of the Rockefeller family that was in New Guinea. He was 23 years of age. I thought it was Lawrence Rockefeller. I was mistaken. I had to research it last night. I know basically the overall direction I want to go, but I forget the important, semantics, which are the most important. The individuals, their names. Michael Rockefeller was the son of Nelson Rockefeller, the fifth child. He goes to New Guinea. He's kind of an environmentalist. Supposedly his ship, or the ship that he was on, the boat that he was on, capsized. He swam ashore. The natives are cannibals. And it could have been retaliation for what the white people had been doing to the people in that little island. And it could have been, you know, they pay back. But Nelson, and I thought it was Lawrence, I forgot, I thought it was David Rockefeller that was his father, but it wasn't. Nelson Rockefeller is the father of Michael, who disappeared. The family pretty much quickly brought an end, a halt, to the investigation. They didn't want to talk about it. Why? Were they trying to hide something? Had Michael done something that might bring some kind of stain, throw mud on the family name? We don't know. And I mentioned also that there was a possibility that Barry Satoru, the Christian name of Barack Obama, the Muslim name, may have been a Rockefeller. And I decided, you know, I should probably present this to you again. It's important. Why is it important? Dynasties. Lineages that rule. Child to child to child to child. They don't break the pattern. Once they come to power, Cecil B. Rhodes, what he began and how powerful he was and what he was able to do in changing the world beginning at the end of his life in the late 1800s, 1880, 90, right at the turn of the century, his dynasty, his structure of power lived on, but he died. He didn't have any children. All of his wealth, everything went to the British Parliament, if I remember correctly. So there are these dynasties that do die off, these powerful people. So you have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue. We're going to see who is Barry Satoru. Where does he come from? Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
It will only grow if you plant it, so don't miss the Tree Farm's Array of Tree Sale. Now through July 18th, choose from thousands of flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, trees for narrow spaces, windbreaks, and privacy screens. Or add color to your yard with ornamental trees, flowering shrubs, perennials, and more. The Tree Farm's Array of Tree Sale.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lufton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Life, so they say, his brother came and they let it slip away. Love, like the autumn sun, should be dying, but it's only just begun. Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going.
All the secrets in the universe. All the secrets in the universe, Christ said, at the end of the world, are going to be revealed. What mankind, what is important that mankind sees, Christ said, the truth, what is hidden, what is not known, what is not manifest, will be manifest, brought out into the open, so that it can be observed. Dynasties. At the end of the world, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, it talks about the rulers of the world. Dynasties. The rich men of the world, whose wealth comes in through corruption, through evil, great evil. But all the secrets of the universe are going to be revealed to those who want to see the truth. The dynasties, these are the powerful people who rule the world. And they rule the world from one century to the next, to the next, to the next. There's another term that I'll use that we don't like to talk about, generational Satanism. Generation to generation to generation to generation to generation. The children and the families are involved in the highest, most powerful forms of witchcraft. It's in the Bible. It goes all the way back to the time of Cain and Abel. Evil didn't end with Cain killing Abel. It just began. The first recorded murder in history. And in the book of Revelation, at the end of the book, it talks about the men at the end of the world who will not repent of their murders or their thefts, what they steal, what they take, what is not theirs, that they believe they have a right to. They won't repent of their murders. They won't cease murdering. In fact, they will increase the murders. They will increase hardships, suffering, pain, misery. These are the generations, these are the people in generational Satanism. And many of these dynasties, we see them as just, you know, they're powerful people, they have corporations, business, they build things, they build trains or engineers. But we don't look behind the curtain. Maxwell Jordan. I talk about this gentleman. I've studied him. I like him because he has been in that world that people don't travel in, with these very powerful people in these corporations, government officials, in the finance, in the agencies of this government. And he said the one common denominator, eventually, every one of them, they were into witchcraft. They were into devil worship. He's not even, I don't believe he was even a Christian. He had views, his beliefs in God and who God was and what God was. But the thing is this, because he had been in that world that nobody really gets to observe, like the movie Eyes Wide Shut. You have this doctor who ends up in a world that is all around him, and he didn't know it existed until he decided to step over the edge, and it almost cost him his life. And he ends up into a world of very powerful people that are involved in witchcraft. This was Jordan Maxwell. He's in that world. He gets to see, talk to these people, and they let him live because he didn't disclose who they were. He was able to talk about how powerful they are and to a degree what they do in the occult, but he didn't mention their names. That's what kept him alive. At the end of his life, I think he was about, this was in 2014. I think he said he was like 70, I forget. semantics. It's very important. I wish I could remember. I think he was 72, and he said that he wanted to live. He didn't want to end up in Guantanamo Bay and lose all of his fingers. He didn't want to shoot himself in the back of the head twice. Dynasties. To understand the world, Christ said you have to understand dynasties. If you don't understand the people that rule the world and how these lineages come from a century before the time in which we're in, and 2 centuries, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 12 centuries into the past, then you can't see how powerful these people are and how from generation to generation, because things change, the world changes, technology, everything changes, they change. They're the first to adapt. We, generally, the people of this society, we do not adapt. These people adapt quickly because they have to run the machine. We don't. We get to enjoy, basically, what they do. What they accomplish, you know, they create computers, Apple, all the different technologies, and the world gets to enjoy it, and they get rich and wealthy off of what we get to enjoy that they create. They learn quickly. Why? Because they are going to rule. And dear old mom and dad, especially dad, they make sure that of 5 children, they know which of the 5 has the most powerful spiritual sensitivity to the occult. And that child will rise to the top and become the priest. Eventually, when dear old dad dies, that will become the high priest of the family. And there is an order. But each of the children have a duty. Regardless of order, they have a duty. They take care of their responsibilities or their consequences. We don't see dynasties the way that we should. I have other articles, things that I want to, well, I think are important, but they're not important. What I'm presenting to you is really important, because the Bible talks about dynasties. You look at the children of Israel, the best example. You have in the family tree, you have the good and the bad, all the way from the time of Abraham to Isaac, Jacob, and beyond. It has the lineage. And eventually you see the lineages by the time of King David, when the kingdom of Israel exists, and you see the lineage, those who were in the lineage of evil, and those who carried the lineage of the bloodline that Christ would come from into the future. And you see the lineages, you see the dynasties, you see these families. It's exactly the same in the occult world. So if you look at it from the biblical perspective, you can see today in the world. Let's look at the lineages. The Fauci family, from the 1600s, there is a lineage of children that do evil. Klaus Schwab. There is a lineage, his father. They don't like to go back into the family tree and reveal what Klaus Schwab's father was about. Then you have Jorge Soros. Look at his son. Where does Soros' lineage, how far back does it go? Why are they in such powerful positions? Generational. So, with that, now that I have your attention, this is out of theguardian.com. This was in 2014. This is regarding Barack Obama and 44 cousins in the Senate. One Tuesday night, Barack Obama's second cousin, a radiologist named Milton Wolf, lost a closer-than-expected Republican primary for U.S. Senate in Kansas. Wolf and Obama share a relatively recent ancestor, a 19th-century farm laborer named Thomas McCurry. Barack leaned left, Milton leaned right. He was a Tea Party candidate who believed his second cousin was destroying America. But they are officially kin. This gentleman says, I'm working with a team of researchers who are building the biggest family tree in history. This is by the hand of God. This is not because somebody is inquisitive, somebody is just curious. No. All the secrets of the universe are going to be revealed. Mankind must know who these people that are powerful in this country and in the nations of the world, who they are. The secrets of the universe must be revealed. Going on, I've got good news for President Obama. Turns out that the man who defeated Wolf, the incumbent Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, is also his cousin. Roberts is Obama's 13th cousin, four times removed. In fact, we found Obama has no less than 44 confirmed cousins in the Senate, including Texas Republican Ted Cruz, the husband of Obama's 114th cousin once removed, and Arizona Republican Jeff Flake, Obama's eighth cousin, three times removed. More to come. In the next few months, we plan to figure out how all 100 senators are connected to each other. One big family. Dysfunctional family. This is not my words. I talk about this, and then the Holy Spirit gives me the proof of what I'm saying. This senatorial family tree is now possible thanks to collaborative genealogy websites like Genie and WikiTree, where you can work with thousands of other volunteers to make connections. The secrets of the universe. They are remarkable tools. If the Harry Reid on one of these is the same as the Harry Rood on another tree, you can merge trees and then keep on combining ad infinitum. Genie's World Family Tree, 78 million and growing fast. This is all according to a sovereign God who you can't see, but is actually directing people in time to help society see the secrets of the universe. Our thesis, we know it's a bit idealistic, is that when people can see how closely we're all related and how we share 99.99% of our DNA, we'll treat each other with just a bit more kindness and civility. Well, he's wrong there. He's absolutely wrong. You look at the families in the Bible killing each other. You look at history. The kings of England killing each other, killing brother, father killing son killing father. Read Shakespeare's plays, which I've never read, but I get bits and pieces here and there. So, little by little, according to God's word, Christ said, in the way I would phrase it, the secrets of the universe are going to be revealed, and they are being revealed. We'll be back.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kids' awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kids' college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys-only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
And that is where we who are alive today are going boldly into a world, into the future, into a place where no man has ever gone before. We are the generation alive that get to see everything that God is going to expose in the secrets of the universe. We're on the Starship Enterprise in a type to get to see what the Bible says about the dynasties at the end of the world and what we, through observation with the powerful people in the world and how things are developing. You have the Rockefeller dynasty. Without the Rockefeller dynasty, America would not be what it is today. Without Vladimir Putin, Russia would not be what it is today. I think I did a little of Putin's genealogy last week, and he comes from European royalty. This is not accidental. European royalty. So this gentleman that is talking about all of these individuals that are related to Barack Obama, you want to know the secrets of the universe? Can we change it? Like Mr. Milton, he says that you cannot choose your family, but you can choose to rise up and stop your family from destroying America. Well, I don't believe that's true. Because with these dynasties, when they come to power, the rulers of the world, they will, God gives them permission. They have built the world, and God is going to give them permissions to, as they are punished, to destroy the world. Because if they can't rule the world solely and own it, control it, then they will, they're vindictive. Then nobody gets it. It's my football, and if you want to play by my rules, then I'm going to take my football and I'm going to flatten it. I will puncture it. Then nobody gets to play football. So if we can't rule the world, then nobody will rule it. So, Liz Cheney, Mary Cheney, are bitterly divided on the issue of gay marriage. Just some of the things. The Bushes, the Kennedys, the Clintons, current congressional first cousins, Mark Udall with Tom Udall, co-sponsored legislation with each other, work with their second cousin, Senator Mike Lee, but not their double second cousin, former Senator Gordon Smith. So they're all tied in together. But I'm concerned about Barry Satoro. So let's look at Barry Satoro. And let's see what their research has found. George Bush, Bill Clinton are cousins. All of Barack Obama's cousins in the U.S. Senate that they have found so far. Lamar Alexander, Republican, Tennessee, 14th cousin, three times removed. Kelly Ayotte, Republican, New Hampshire, second cousin, nine times removed. Husband's third great-nephew, wife's great-nieces, husband, first cousin, twice removed, second cousin's wife. You're going to have to get all of this on the podcast, 1360khnc.com. This is the 30th of June. The Secrets of the Universe. Mark Begich, Democrat, Alaska, Obama's 11th cousin, once removed. Michael Bennett. Ooh, my goodness. This is why they can't get anything done here in Colorado. Democrat, 13th cousin, twice removed. Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, Obama's wife's second cousin, five times removed. Wife, second cousin, five times removed. Husband, second cousin, husband's brother. Roy Blunt, Republican, Missouri. Third cousin, seven times removed. Wife's first cousin, five times removed. Barbara Boxer, Democrat, California. Sixth cousin, four times removed. Husband, grandson's ex-wife's mother. Sherrod Brown, Democrat, Ohio. Fourth cousin, four times removed. Benjamin Cardin, Democrat, Maryland. Obama's ninth great-aunt, sister's husband's wife, ninth great-grandson's wife, uncle's wife's first cousin removed, husband's nephew. Thomas Carper, Delaware, Democrat, Delaware, 17th cousin twice removed. Robert Casey, Democrat, Pennsylvania, 17th cousin once removed. Daniel Coates, Republican, Indiana, Obama's 11th cousin three times removed. Tom Coburn, Republican, Oklahoma, 15th cousin or removed, or once removed. Thad Cochran, Mississippi, 12th cousin, once removed. Michael Crapo, Republican, Idaho, 16th cousin, once removed. Ted Cruz, Republican, Texas, 14th cousins, once removed. Durbin, Mike Enzi, Wyoming, Jeff Flake again, Al Franken, Democrat, Missouri, second cousin, once removed, second wife's husband, cousin, five times removed, Chuck Grassley, Republican, Iowa, 17th cousin, Kay Hagan, North Dakota, Democrat, 15th cousin, Orrin Hatch, Republican, Utah, ninth cousin, three times removed, Tim Kaine, Democrat, Virginia, Obama's seventh cousin. Sorry, my print got some of it cut off. Third cousin's husband. Angus King, independent, Maine, ninth cousin, twice removed. Mike Lee, Utah, 10th cousin, once removed. John McCain, Republican, Arizona, 11th cousin. Mitch the traitor, sleeping with the enemy. McConnell, Eighth great cousin, first time, first cousin three times removed. Barbara Mikulski, Democrat, Maryland. 10th great aunt's brother's wife, 6th great niece's ex-husband, aunt's husband's first cousin once removed, wife's niece, husband, first cousin. Oh my gosh. Then Bill Nelson, Democrat, Florida, 14th cousin once removed. Rand Paul, Republican, Kentucky, 5th cousin, 5 times removed, removes husband's 3rd cousin, 5 times removed. Mark Pryor, Democrat, Arkansas. Harry Reid, Democrat, Nevada, 15th cousin once removed. James Risch, Republican, Idaho, 8th cousin once removed. Pat Roberts, Obama's 13 cousins, 4 times removed. Jay Rockefeller, Democrat, West Virginia, 12th cousin. So, Jeff Sessions, Republican, Alabama, Obama's 12th cousin, 3 times removed. Jeff Sessions, the old dopey. The other Judas Iscariot in Donald Trump's administration. Mike Pence, Judas Iscariot number one. And then Jeff Sessions, Iscariot number two. Richard Shelby, Republican, Alabama, 7th cousin, once removed. Mark Udall, Denver, Colorado, Obama's 10th cousin, once removed. Tom Udall, Democrat, New Mexico, 11th cousin, once removed. David Vitter, Louisiana, Republican, Obama's first cousin, 7 times removed. His wife's great niece's husband, 2nd cousin, thrice removed from wife's 3rd cousin. And then we have the little whiner. What is the whiner's name? Okay. Sorry, I got to go to the commercial. In just a second. Then you have Elizabeth Warren. We'll be right back.
Don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Going to finish out with his lineage. Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts. 9th great aunt's 3rd great nephew's wife's 2nd great niece. Finally, just to begin with, these are just 44. Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat, Rhode Island, Obama's 14th cousin. five times removed. So, you cannot, it's impossible, it's unheard of, to become a president of the United States without some type of pedigree, without a ancestry, and a political ancestry. This is just a political ancestry. Now, what about an ancestry that may come from, let's say, great industrialists, shapers of this country, men that had they never been born, America would not be what it is today? Could it be that he is a Rockefeller? Could it be? Is it possible? Well, I do have some more notes here, if I can find them. I don't know how things just happen to elude me when I need them. I think what I did is I accidentally pushed it underneath the board. Let's see. Oh, there it is. It's like a little mouse. It scurried into a corner, through a hole, into the wall, but I found it. I don't want to shock you, but what did Christ say would happen at the end of the world? Nothing that is hidden will remain hidden. It has to be revealed. The secrets of the universe, like the Seals and Crofts song, we may never pass this way again. The secrets of the universe have to be revealed. The creation of Barack Obama, or Barry Barack Rockefeller. Now, is this true? I don't know. I'm going to present it to you. You have to consider and make your own decision. I'm not going to get through this today. Minutes, precious minutes, flowing through the sand in the hourglass, such as the days of our lives, right? But in the just to begin with, because the children of the devil, they don't want things to be revealed. They don't. But there are rules, cosmic rules, they have to obey. They want it all. But in the cosmic rules, they don't get it all. It says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The unjust, yes, they do get the blessings from the rain that falls. But the rain must fall on the just. It's a cosmic law. They don't get it all. They want it all. They want the whole pie with the whole gallon of ice cream, but they don't get it all. There are cosmic rules all through the scripture that even the children of the devil must obey. And the sun shines on the good and the bad. Every day, when that sun comes up, it's going to shine on the evil, the bad, and it must shine on the good. Mankind has a right to the sun that rises every day in the east. Cosmic rules that must be obeyed. And the truth, another law, is that the children that worship and serve the devil, building Satan's kingdom, they can't hide, they must reveal, they must publish what they do. And here, we that have been studying the pandemic, the vaccinations, the great, great people of this country that research, that God has put it in their hearts to investigate. Man is inquisitive. Man wants to know. And we have the way to find what is hidden through the internet, through other means. This is a cosmic law. What they're doing, they can hide it, but it has to be basically published. And now, these people that we play on the weekend, the guests have individuals on, social media, YouTube, Alex Jones, other hosts during the week that follow me, in the morning now, 7 to 9. The research and the investigation that we do, we're going back and we are finding in the written document of the NIH, the World Health Organization, Pfizer, all of them, they have the research. It's been documented. They publish it. Why? Why do they publish it? Why wouldn't they hide it? They publish it for the children that they publish it. They don't expect us to investigate it. But everything that's written is directed to that world of the children of the rulers of the world, so that the children of the rulers can use the research to add to it, to continue to develop whatever they find. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Yep, going to where man has never gone before. We that are alive today, mankind has never gone to where we're going to go. Mankind has never seen what we're going to see. And it's as distressing as this time is. On one hand, it is distressing. But on the other hand, it is the most magnificent time ever to be alive, because this is the time where Christ will begin to reveal who he is and all of his magnificence and his glory by revealing the truth to mankind, eternal truth, truth in time, temporal. Things will happen, they're done forever. But we are witnessing a clash between two spiritual worlds. We're not just talking about a clash with the United States, NATO, European nations, and Russia. We're talking about a clash, the most important clash, which Christ said would happen in the years before he returns. A big spiritual war that will take place between the children of the devil and the children of God. The family of God, for the most part, will be deceived. But within that great family of the body of believers in the seven churches of God in the time in which we live, there will be a group. And this group, these faithful individuals who know God, who serve Him, who won't yield, who won't bow the knee to the culture, to the direction the culture is going, this is the greatest enemy to the children of the devil and to the forces of darkness in the hidden world, in the hidden realm. It's these people that are standing, and it's these people who Satan fears. I ran out of minutes. I can't really get into the article that I wanted to present, the creation of Barry Satoru. There was a creation of Hillary Clinton and the political dynasty of Bill and Hillary. There was a time when the Rockefeller families came into existence. They're very fascinating. It's fascinating to watch because I see behind just an individual, I see the hand of the tempter who tempted Christ in the desert. Fall down and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms of the world. I see that tempter and how he has been building the kingdoms of the world to the present. And here, now the tempter has finished his masterpiece. You look at the nations of the world, you look at these great cities of the world. I like to go to the James Bond movies because the James Bond movies, they take you into the best of Satan's cultures, the best of Satan's world, the good and the bad, places that are the scenes in these great, magnificent buildings, casinos, whatever it may be. These are Satan's, this is his masterpiece. If you can view it like that, it's unbelievable. But join me on Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. That's this coming Sunday, 9 to noon. Have a wonderful weekend. May the God of peace be with you this weekend.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
KHNC, it's your boy Bucky. So glad to be back with my friends Steve and Mike from the Ramsey Auto Group. I bought a truck from them about, 7 months ago, and it has been a fantastic process. They have done everything they can to give me the VIP experience and make sure that I'm taken care of. I will never go anywhere else for a vehicle, and I recommend that you don't either. The Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley.
6175 West 10th Street, 970-443-5654. Come in and take a look, see what we've got, see what we have that'll fit you.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.